And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 15th of December, 2016. It's the birthday of the playwright Maxwell Anderson, born on a farm near Atlantic, Pennsylvania, 1888. Father was an itinerant Baptist preacher. Family traveled across the Midwest. The boy went to college in North Dakota, started a career as a high school teacher there. He was fired because he was a pacifist. He turned to writing. His first play was called White Desert, 1923, written in verse, a tragedy about a marriage set on the North Dakota prairie, which got some great reviews but closed after 12 performances. He kept writing. He wrote plays like What Price Glory and Both Your Houses, which won the Pulitzer Prize, and Anne of the Thousand Days, an incredibly prolific writer, wrote 33 plays in 36 years. And it's the birthday of the physicist Freeman Dyson, born in Crawthorne Village, England, 1923. While he was in his 20s, he was on a Greyhound bus trip across America, driving across Nebraska, and he said something suddenly happened, and he solved in his head the central problem of quantum electrodynamics, describing how light and matter interact. His first book was Disturbing the Universe, in which he tried to give to non-scientists a picture of the passions, misadventures, and dreams that constitute the life of a scientist. Here's a poem for today by Charles W. Pratt, The Merger, for my son. Trying to think of something useful to say about marriage, I remember a morning when I was 20-plus, self-absorbed in my tinny pink Renault Dauphine, my little toot, and I tried to get by a tank truck on a bendy road, too briefly straight, shuddering, pedal floored my frivolous vessel, leveled with the cab like a pilot fish by a shark's grim grill. Then there was a car ahead of us, and as I tried to floor a pedal already on the floor, the blue of ice I hadn't seen, spinning toward the implacable hugeness of the cab, looking up into the eyes of the truck driver, I felt only the sweet certainty of submission, call it love, as if already I had left myself and could look down with the driver's godlike and loving eyes at a comical pink Dauphine sliding backwards down the road, then spinning again and into a snowbank tilted against a tree. One flat tire and a dent in the roof I pushed up myself. I made it to work on time. Because the truck driver had seen the oncoming car before I had seen the patch of blue and had slowed to let me by, I met and married your mother, and you were born, and have grown up to meet and marry. And I have begun to understand the blind release of self to the will of another, and the answering, wise, dispassionate restraint of the merger we call marriage. The Merger, a poem by Charles W. Pratt, from The Box Marked Some Are Missing, published by Hobblebush Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.